at a pet store or there's a place in Hastings Street that I used to get a flat there when I went there, and the flat was like $5 for like 40 plants, and then you put them all over the garden. And then if you have two branches coming out of the tomato plant, it should be not touching. But if one grows under, point down, and the one grows up, I used to take out the under one all the time.
Like remove it, like that's the one you would take, or you remove it just because it's not going to grow?
It grows, but the thing is that there's too many branches on it, it always shares the water, and then you don't get tomatoes like you do if you just get rid of a lot of the plant. I used to shorten them of each branch when they were getting too wide, make room for the other plants who were near it. And, that's what I used to do.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned to you, when we talked about this before, my wife last year, I think the mistake she made was just let them grow too tall without them and didn't prune them enough, which is why I think she ended up with, like, two tomatoes on three plants, something like that.
Yeah, I think I had hundreds of tomatoes for that $5 or $7, whatever the flat was worth.
But does tomato count as a fruit? Because Brendan says it's a culinary vegetable.
It all depends on who you ask. It's a fruit or a vegetable. Some people say it's a fruit, some people say it's a vegetable, and they all have logic behind them.
I'm undecided. I just know that I like the organic ones. I don't like store-bought tomatoes for whatever reason very much at all. Pull them out of food and all that sort of stuff, but man, some of the non-GMO stuff grown in my buddy's backyard is delicious.
Yeah, the GMO stuff, now they have to inject flavor into apples. I hate that idea.
I do not like that at all. I wish they wouldn't mess with stuff like that, especially my strawberries. If you buy them at the grocery store, they're nowhere near as flavorful as they used to be, especially in certain seasons.
I hear you. That's exactly right. Anyways, my fruit was peaches and strawberries. I usually put that glaze on the strawberries and make strawberry shortcake with them.
Oh, man, now I'm hungry. Well, try my favorite sometime. If you haven't tried it, cantaloupe with, like, prosciutto, like that, I think I'm pronouncing that right, like the really thin Italian salami. Put that on a piece of cantaloupe and a little dab of honey on there. It's such a delicious combination.
A lot of people don't know that you can't put any meal into honey. And then it ruins all the healing properties it has in it. That's why they used to have those wood scoopy things to put in the honey all the time.
That's right, I've heard that. That's why they use wood, that's right.
As soon as you put metal in, all the healing properties go out of it, and there's a lot of healing properties in honey.
Better not tell my wife that one. She'll go down a rabbit hole on the internet.
Have a good idea.
All right. You stole James's spot tonight, the lucky number 13. Anything else for us this evening, Rosemary?
Oh, that's great. Thanks for doing that, and thanks for taking my check-in. It's 73.
You bet. You have yourself a fantastic Friday evening. 73 to you. This is VE7 Whiskey Tango Mike. My name is Randy. This is the Friday evening check-in and chat-net. We are looking for any more.
Randy, hello.
It's 97, Romeo, X-ray Romeo.
Victor Echo
7, Bravo, Mike Whiskey.
All right, let's hold it there for a second because I missed someone doubled with Chuck right at the start. I got you, Chuck Tango, Echo Tango. I got Roselle, Romeo, X-ray Romeo. I got Gerald, Mike Tango, X-ray. I got BMW. I know we've talked before. Victor Echo 7, that's Gil. There was someone else in that group. Who was that?
VA7LGM.
Perfect. All I heard was my name at the end there when you called. Len, Chuck stomped on you, so you can blame him for that. All right, so let's go to the top of that list. Chuck, Victor, Echo 7, Tango, Echo Tango. How are you this evening?
Stomping John Connors. Anyway, pretty good. You made me think about the fruit. I think I would put tomatoes as a vegetable because most fruits grow on bushes and different things, but I don't know. I used to have blueberry bushes at the old place. They were one of my favorites. We had wonderful fresh blueberries off the bushes. I enjoyed those very much.
Yep, so delicious. My grandmother used to have blueberry bushes in her backyard. We used to love picking those. We'd probably eat more than we brought in the pails, but such delicious stuff.
You betcha, and you can put them in the freezer, too, and have them during the winter. It's great. Anyway, nice topic tonight. Nice to hear you there, and 7-3 to everybody on net, and sorry for the stomping.
Nope, no problem at all. Nice to hear you. Nice clear signal, Chuck. 7-3, you have yourself a wonderful evening. So let's go down to the guy he stomped on, Victor Alpha 7, Lima Golf. Mike, Lynn, how are you?
Good evening, Randy, and all on the net. I'm doing well. Hope you are too. You were talking about blueberries. I was thinking about when I used to hunt there. I used to go hunting in the morning or whatever, and then, you know, I'd always check out where little stands of timber in the slash here. Lots of times you can find blueberry bushes below that, and I'd stop there for a couple hours and pick a bunch of blueberries.
Yep, found a couple of blueberry bushes out hunting, but more so where I go is blackberries. Lots of good, couple, two or three good little spots for blackberries. I'll stop there for about an hour and pick a bunch.
You go in the interior, don't you? Out by Kettle Valley around there.
That's right, yeah, just by the copper mine there, south of Princeton, and then also up north of Savona in between Kamloops and Cass Creek there as well.
Yeah, on the island here, there's lots of, you know, in the mountains and that, there's lots of blueberry patches, and in some of the old cut blocks and that, they leave some of the timber there, and the bushes, the blueberry bushes go over under there, and lots of growths around there too, usually.
Oh, yes, gotta love the grouse. You can find them hanging out anywhere near the gravel roads for sure.
Blue grouse. Willows are too small, but in the mountains, that's where you usually find all the blues.
Yeah, mostly rough grouse where I go, but every once in a while a blue. They're a little tastier for sure.
And blue grouse are bigger, too. Willow grouse are usually smaller. But anyways, my kind of farmer's market is a Costco. Is a Costco the produce there, but once in a while we stop by the farmer's market, but mostly do a big shop every pension payday is right at the end of the month or whatever, and so we go to Costco and we load up and all that stuff. And just when you were started the net there, I bought some green grapes. Looked really good in that. And they were good. Nice and big and everything. And and except they were very sweet, so I guess that's what you get.
It's hit or miss a lot of times, especially at some of the bigger grocery stores, but grapes are always a bit of a tougher one. Grapes and strawberries these days. Strawberries used to be easier. The darker they were, the better they were, and it's still somewhat the case, but yeah, it just depends.
Yeah, and then I looked at the strawberries when I was at Costco there about a week ago, and I think they were like, $11.99 or something. I thought to myself, Christ, I'm not paying $12 for one of those trays of clamshells of strawberries.
Yeah, especially when you cut them and they're mostly white inside.
Yeah, and me and my wife, Suzanne, a few days before that, we went to Superstore, and then a few days later, she was cutting them up, and I think half of them were rotten. And they were only $6.99. I guess that's why.
Well, they go quick for sure. I mean, I don't mind that much, so much. They get eaten pretty quick here, but yeah, don't leave them sitting around for too long. They'll end up like those bananas in the freezer.
Anyways, I guess that's about enough for me, Randy. I know you got lots more. Want to get in and talk to you, so you're always do a good Annette. So thanks for taking my check-in and thanks for doing the net. And we'll talk to you hopefully Monday when I do the net on the health and welfare. 73VA7LGM.
I will be there. Before you go, though, Habs, I think, lost to the Sens. Didn't they? Still alive, but close with a couple of teams, although it looks like they've got it.
Yeah, don't remind me. I watched the game tonight, and they were fighting it all the way. They were behind usually a couple of goals, and they pulled the goalie at with just around two. 2 minutes or so. Montabone played good, but the offense just wasn't there like it has been. But I think you're still 6 or 8 points out in front of